Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, I don't know whether you can ever find a business like this that has zero excuses.
When a business tries to create a zero defects mentality, it has been my experience that employees become unwilling to try new tasks and they're going to work really hard to hide the errors that ultimately hurt the company much more than if mistakes can be addressed and improved upon. Instead, I recommend a zero excuses mentality for your organization. So let's talk about the difference.
All right. What's the first thing?
The buck stops here.
Yep.
Harry Truman used this phrase to let everyone know he accepted the full responsibility of his decisions. He didn't say his decisions were all going to be perfect. He said that he would take responsibility for them and correct them when necessary. It's a no-excuses approach to accountability. Wouldn't that be a refreshing change in the politics of today?
Sure would be.
And in many businesses, frankly. Zero excuses doesn't mean perfect. It means accountability to make things right.
What a novel idea.
Yes.
Okay. Second thing.
Remove accountability barriers. Businesses frequently have built-in excuses for employees to use. For example, vague performance expectations, scarce resources, low levels of trust, little consistency, and minimal feedback. These items are fertile ground for excuses. Clean up your business clarity and remove your room for excuses.
And lastly,
hold yourself accountable first. As soon as the leader refuses to accept fault, responsibility, or accountability for an error, the entire expectation of zero excuses goes out the window. It starts with the person you see in the mirror every morning. Be accountable to yourself first and foremost.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.